Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
Now, Jeremy Howe is on the line. Jeremy, thanks for joining us on SEN Breakfast. At any stage, did you think like you might jump in the car and go home? And if not, did you ever lose faith?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd go as far as jumping in the car, but clearly we didn't come out firing, and to Hawthorn's credit, they come out and jumped at the start. But to be honest, it was like throughout the game, we slowly obviously got our stuff together and started playing the way we wanted to, but at no stage did we ever think, you know, we were going to throw the white flag up and concede, that's for sure.
What changes, Jeremy, from 7 goals down and a 10-goal swing takes place?
Oh, it's a bit of everything, really. The way it is now, if you're 5% off, you can be beaten by anyone. And we didn't come out with a right intent at the start. Defensively, we were pretty poor. And going forward with the ball, we didn't execute either. So it was a little bit of everything. And regardless of who you're playing, teams are going to kick goals pretty quickly if you're not switched on.
Hey, Jeremy, congratulations on your form. Last couple of years in actual fact's been great, but they tell me the Bucks may have just unleashed a touch at quarter time and maybe even followed it up at half time.
Bucks were pretty animated at quarter time and he had every right to be. We didn't come out to play at the start and he gave us quite the spray and, you know, we deserved it. And to the boys' credit, I think everyone within themselves each responded differently, which was great.
Jeremy, you're 6 goals down at quarter time, and the old issue of whether Howe plays forward or back comes into play again. As Gary said, your form's been really good down the back, but there must be some temptation, some thought in your mind about going forward when you can't kick any goals.
Yeah, I guess probably it wasn't great being a forward in the first quarter because the ball wasn't down initially, but it's really up to the coaches.
No, sure it is. But
I'll jump in. Yeah. And I'll ask you. I've watched Jeremy play a lot at Melbourne and also at Collingwood. He looks 60% more comfortable as a defender in terms of understanding the flight of the footy and going at it. But when he has been forward, Jeremy, historically, whether it's not the reading of the flight or the way the ball's been delivered, one or the other, you don't seem to be able to get on the end of it as much as you do back.
Yeah, that's a fair statement, I think. And that's probably why I've continued to stay back. I think coaches are backing me in to stay there. I feel reasonably settled as a on the half back line at the moment, but if I do get the call up, I'll be more than happy to go forward as well.
Where do you prefer?
To be honest, I probably prefer playing as a defender. Clearly, I'm having a bit more of an impact than playing more consistently as a defender.
But Jeremy, you're a better player now. I mean, I'm talking about, I've seen you play forward. You're a better player now than you were 3 or 4 years ago. And I just wonder whether the Bucks, in desperation, sort of said, look, we don't want to take you out of the back end, but we need someone to take a mark and kick a goal. Has he come to you at any stage and raised that idea?
Not at this stage. Oh, I've had a couple of chats here and there with Brent Sanderson. But yeah, like I said, if my time comes to go forward, then I'll be more than happy to go there, but it hasn't eventuated yet.
He's an All-Australian halfback.
Yes, agreed.
There's no question right now, so I'm not sure I'll be mucking around. Were you aware, we're going to talk about Tom Mitchell, Jeremy, in a moment. Were you aware of the amount of footy that he was getting? And at any stage did you, because sometimes as a player when you're in the back half, you're watching it unfold and you think, geez, are we going to ever put anyone on him?
It was when we probably went out of the three-quarter time huddle and running out of the ground and Tom Mitchell had 38 disposals. Three-quarter time, and it was actually quite surprising. But yes, he's an accumulator. He's probably not the one that's going to get the meters gained and damaging going forward in that sense. But I think he does all his damage in tight. Clearly, he's a really good contested player and clearance player. But to know that he had 50, I was surprised. But clearly, he was having an impact in the game, no doubt.
It's been a tough start to the year for Darcy Moore, but there were some green shoots on Saturday, weren't there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I said yesterday that, you know, Darcy Moore works harder than anyone and attacks the ball with pure aggression, fought the athlete, and works really hard on game day as well. And to his credit, he played a really good game, and hopefully he can just continue to build on that.
Speaking with Jeremy Howe from the Pies, Jez, if you were doing the 3-2-1, just given what we're speaking about with Tommy Mitchell, how would you have given the votes out? Would Pendles or Mitchell have got the 3 from you?
I have to say Pendles.
If you weren't a teammate, is that how you would have seen it?
Well, I think in terms of the way, I suppose the influence that I feel like he had on the game, I think Pendles would have to be best on ground. But say that you've had 50 disposals and would not be best on ground, it would spark quite the discussion. So I'll let you both decide on that.
From the outside looking in, I think Nathan Buckley's demeanour has been impeccable. Brilliant, I reckon, given the trials and tribulations of the first 9 rounds. Have you seen changes in his demeanour inside the footy club?
I think to his credit, clearly we hadn't had the ideal start to the season in terms of win-loss ratio. But we always talk about internally, we're doing a lot right, but clearly we need to finish games off and try to get those wins. But he's been huge, very consistent throughout the year. The messaging has been very clear. And the boys responded on the weekend and played the way that we should have been playing for the first 9 rounds. So he's been great, and he'll continue to do so, no doubt.
Jez, I really appreciate your time. Good luck against the Lions. Early game at the G on Sunday.
No worries at all, boys. Thanks for having me.
Jeremy Howe in career best form and, according to Gary Lyon, the best mark the game has ever seen, which is pretty fair.
Wow.
Ever in the history of football. None better.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.